The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. I've actually ordered from Uncommon Goods several times over the years. We found this gift for my sister-in-law, actually. It harkened back to something I got to do as a kid. It was this mystery. You get this box set, and it has a mystery within it, and then you get to the final image of the mystery, and sometimes it's the crime scene or something, and what it is then a jigsaw puzzle, and you make the puzzle and then you look at the image and it should have enough information in the image for you to solve the mystery. We just thought it was a great gift. It was fun and cozy and the perfect activity for a cold winter afternoon, and we found it at Uncommon Goods. The thing is that Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. And like I said, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Every purchase is a chance to choose something remarkable and feel good about where your money goes. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. So far, they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/canon. That's uncommongoods.com/canon, C-A-N-N-O-N, for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Those jingle bells, those holiday jingle bells. Happy Monday, December 8th, 2025. It's the GCN News Minute, and me, Troy LaValle. Time for Chaos Season 3 is done. 20 episodes done and dusted as of last Friday night. If you missed the finale, oh man! Do yourself a favor and check it out. And if you're waiting to binge the whole season, well, now it's time to do that. Stay tuned for announcements about season 4 as soon as I know what the hell's going on. Well, I do know, but I just can't tell you yet. That wouldn't be fun. Glass Cannon Live, Philadelphia Part 1 and Part 2. Those are going to air starting this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/theglasscannon. We're going to air Part 1 this Friday, and then next Friday we will air Part 2. Those podcasts will be available on the Glass Cannon podcast feed with ads, and then on our subscription service ad-free the next day. It is a beautiful finale. I couldn't have been happier with how it all turned out, so be sure to catch up and check out those two eps. We also have three new merch items that hit the store this week. Our first ever Glass Cannon Network Christmas ornament. It's this cute little planet die ornament that we released in Philly. There's also a Krampus t-shirt that was a big seller at the Philly shows. It's like Krampus wearing a Glass Cannon Christmas sweater, and it looks awesome, especially all the colors on it. And a new Glass Cannon podcast t-shirt with the new Glass Cannon podcast logo for our Shadow Dark campaign. Check those out. That's all I got this week. This has been the GCN News Minute. All of your Glass Cannon Network news in under 60 seconds. You can't beat it.
Goodbye, Kyle!
Did the sound of those words call to you like Pavlov's dog? Then you might enjoy our podcast, Turtle Time.
Every week, you can join me, Riley Hamilton, and my co-host, Amy Scarlotta, as we cover the most pressing Bravo news and dig into the new episodes to answer important questions like, who the hell is Adrian Malouf in this world?
Listen to Turtle Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, the Regency era. You might know it as the time when Bridgerton takes place, or the time when Jane Austen wrote her books. But the Regency era was also an explosive time of social change, sex scandals, and maybe the worst king in British history. And on the Vulgar History Podcast, we're going to be looking at the balls, the gowns, and all the scandal of the Regency era. Vulgar History is a women's history podcast, and our Regency era series will be focusing on the most rebellious women of this time. That includes Jane Austen herself, who is maybe more radical than you might have thought. We'll also be talking about queer icons like Anne Lister, scientists like Mary Anning and Ada Lovelace, as well as other scandalous actresses, royal mistresses, rebellious princesses, and other lesser-known figures who made history happen in England in the Regency era. Listen to Vulgar History wherever you get podcasts.